Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is Believe in Vikings. I'm your host, Austin Baker, here with Bryant McKinney, Sal Spice, and Ron Saul, the usual panel. We're going through the Vikings' triumph in week three over the Detroit Lions. Vikings go to 2-1 atop the NFC North in an absolute roller coaster game. There were highs, there were lows, but the purple team ended up on top. We're going to go through some reactions, how our temperature is, and perhaps some surprises. If we got enough time, we shall see. We try to do these shows about 20 minutes apiece now that we're doing Monday and Wednesday. So let's get started. Foremost, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports contests and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all of your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today and use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELEAV50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Atop the division, at least for a while, the Packers managed to beat the Buccaneers 14-12. They couldn't do us a solid down in Tampa, but the Vikings are 2-1, and now they'll shift course to across the ocean on Sunday and on Wednesday night. We will preview that game, but foremost, we're going to go through some of our reactions to the roller coaster game that was Vikings-Lions. Sally, B-Mac should be joining us here shortly. Sally, I'll start with you. How about a generalized reaction to you in attendance?
Well, you know, it didn't feel good being down by 14 points two different times. It really was blowing my mind how frequently Dan Campbell was going for it on fourth down when they were in field goal territory. And that, I just really wasn't feeling good. And I, to be honest, I did not think they were going to come back and win that game, especially after the blown call in the end zone on Adam Thielen. I just did not see them bouncing back. And I was completely wrong. So.
And then walking out of there, was it jubilance or was it relief or both?
Oh, definitely both. Super excited. I don't think that the team that we watched last year would have been able to pull that off.
Yeah. Amen to that.
I don't know how to quantify why I feel that way. I just think that they wouldn't have had the energy at the end of the game to go and make the moves that they needed to do to have that comeback win. So that felt really different.
Yeah. I'm with you on, especially on the defense part, because it's like the defense last year wasn't very good, nor is this one, but they're inverted. Like the defense during the normal parts of the game in Zimmer's final year did a decent job until it got to crunch time, and then they were poop. And then this year, they're giving up all these chunks until crunch time, and then they stand up and they flex and give the team a chance. It's like, yeah, can't we just do both? Be competent a little bit in both? Ron, give me a reaction, sir, before Bryant McKinney gets here.
Well, you know, Yeah, it was one of those where, again, I just felt like we didn't have it. We looked a little flat, even whenever we responded, you know, by going into halftime, come out of halftime and again, just looked flat. So to get down by double digits twice, it's a little disheartening because, you know, as much as I want to believe that the Lions are better than what, you know, obviously their history has been, it's part of me still wants to believe they're still the Lions. They're going to find a way. We can't take advantage of it. And until finally in the end we did. So Dan Campbell definitely gave us that opportunity by kicking a field goal when he hasn't trusted his kicker all game long. And you know, I know he owned it, but why he didn't go for it, I don't know, because they've, like, I think the Vikings were like 3 for 17 on third downs, but then they let like, what was it, like 4 for 7 on fourth down?
Or 4 to 6.
Yeah. Like, so why in his mind is he thinking that anything was different at that point? Either go for it and, you know, have a chance to end it or punt it. Cause Fox, I think Fox's name is one of the best punters in the league, but that was baffling. But in my mind, I'm like, all right. And then even more so when he called the timeout after, you know, with 45 seconds left and we're running up to the ball and he calls the timeout and it's like, all right, that's a gift. Like that never happens to the Vikings before, because I guarantee that Osborne play doesn't happen the way it did. If the Vikings are scrambling to the line to try to get everything going all in one, or, you know, and that with the clock running. So, you know, thank you, Dan Campbell, for that. You know, it's good to see, you know, like you guys said, that there was a lot more fight. Like there wasn't the giving up that we would have seen in years past, where, whether it's on the offense, whether it's on the defense, where, you know, they're getting gashed and they give it up. To see the defensive line make plays at the end when they needed to, when I wasn't expecting them to at all, that was refreshing. So, and to see O'Connell in the locker room afterwards, you know, dropping F bombs and, you know, basically, you know, being one of the guys, like, you know, this is what I preach, never give up. And that's kind of, I think that it's a good win to have. Like, while it's terrible the way it happened in a way, it's one that you can learn from. And hopefully they go into London, you know, with that as a learning experience.
I think after beating the Packers, in theory, if you lose a week 3 game and you go to 1-2, all is not lost. However, there's a couple factors here. It's the Lions, and the world would have used the line. They lost the Lions, and that would have been defeating. And plus, the big one is it was at home. If you want to be taken seriously, or you want to convince your fan base that you are a playoff contending team, you must win at home, and especially against the Lions. So to me, this was a bellwether event where, had they lost, which it looked like they were going to, we would have had to reevaluate all the optimism that we had throughout the summer and reforecast this thing to about an 8-9 type team. But winning changes that substantially for me, because if they've got the grit to find a way to win a crazy ass game like that, now, you know, after 45 minutes of some tumultuous feelings, I was like, all right, now I don't feel so horrible about it, because they got some fortitude to pull that off. Bryant, welcome to the show. We're just going through reactions to Vikings Lions. What do you got for us?
I think we kind of all thought it would be like a pretty close game. But I did think that they would pull it off at home. Just from, you know, that feeling from last week, you know, losing that game and having like a shorter week because it was a Monday night game and everything. So I know they wanted to get that feeling out of their system. So they did what they needed to do, you know, was come out with a win.
Amen. And then what about, so we went through all these reactions, Ron, Sally, and myself gave ours, but what about your temperature now? They're 2-1, they're going to a different continent, and then they come back home against the Bears. What's your overall temperature, enthusiasm, or lack thereof going forward?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yeah, based on how they play there, to me, almost like another home game, though, because, you know, I don't feel like the crowd is going to be, like, you know, all into either side, you know what I mean? But it would be good because I feel like that's really considered an away game for them, correct?
It's away, yeah, it's away game for the Vikings.
It would be good if they're able to get that game under their belt and win that one because of they still have more home, you know, games where they feel like they have a higher chance of winning at home. So I feel like it would be good to get that win under your belt, though.
Yeah, I've been saying it since the schedule came out, or at least until we knew that London was in play, that if you ever get down on your luck thinking, oh, this team ain't shit, they're just going to be mediocre again, always remember that the schedule is advantageous. It's 9 home games, 7 away, 1 neutral site, which happens Sunday. Sally, give me your temperature after seeing week 3.
Well, I agree with you guys. I think that there is a huge opportunity for this to be a learning experience and to be able to reflect on this and channel this energy in the future, if need be, based on the fact that it worked out. But I wanted to, we should talk about Christian Darrisaw and his game, because I know, Bryant, you probably remember we had him on the show like not long after he was drafted. And I saw him on Sunday night. So we chatted a little bit and I was like, hey, you remember you did our show? And he was like, oh my gosh, yes. Tell BMAC that I need him to show me around, show me around Miami. So he said you need to hit him up.
That's funny. Okay.
Slide into the DMs with your information.
Maybe let's save that for after the game on Sunday, since that is a bye week leading into the bye week. And the way he's been playing right now, I don't know if I want to, like, dude's been a beast. Like, you know.
Well, Brian McKinney doesn't go out. Hello.
But on weekdays, though. On weekdays.
On wet Wednesdays, he does.
Well, but now it looks like season, go. Right? So you guys are celebrating now for the next however many days. So,
yeah, on.
Well, whatever. Just make sure you hit him up because I told him I would pass along the word.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll remind you again Wednesday because, you know, he did us a solid by showing up on the show and when he was just a name in the crowd. And now, all of a sudden, through 3 games, he's a top 15 tackle in the business along with his pal.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's the episode, Bryant, where you were in your car when you were doing the Love and Hip Hop Miami show.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to Pro Football Focus, both of the Vikings tackles are, for through 3 weeks, you know, a little nuance there, in the top 15. For the grades, Ryan O'Neal and Christian Darrisaw. Yeah, and they're both, they're separated by like less than a point a grade. So, yeah, that's one thing I think we'll get into in about 5 minutes here. I'm going to ask you guys for some surprises about that game. And I think one of you should talk about how the offensive line suddenly isn't bad at all. It's kind of a weird feeling to be in. Ron, your temperature going forward Sunday in London.
Well, you know, I would like to say that my gauge is higher than after that, or much higher than after that Monday game. But I'll say it hasn't changed. I still think we are a good team. I haven't changed my expectations as far as the win total. But how it's going to get there. Again, this division games are always going to be different, especially against an up and coming team that clearly is in a better place now than they were, you know, the last 2-3 years. So I'm not looking at it like that. It's just they're the thing that concerns me the most, like coming out of the last 2 games, especially, is our defensive scheme to start games. Now, whatever adjustments are being made at halftime, like we haven't allowed a point in the fourth quarter all year long, and our second half defense has been up to the task. But where is that in the first half? Like, where is the pressure like that the 3-4 is supposed to generate? Where we're not stopping the run, we're getting gashed. You know, if it's not Swift, it's Jamal Williams. Even Craig Reynolds had a big run against us. Like, when are we going to be able to tighten that up? Because we're healthy. Like, that's not a problem. Like, we're giving up chunk yardage on the ground, and our coverage has been relatively soft for the most part. So what are we going to do? Are we going to tighten up coverage to negate the pass rush, or are we going to increase the pass rush to help the coverage? I don't know, but Donatell's been doing it a long time. I hope that there's some adjustments in there. But that's the disheartening thing, is watching the defense. Now we'll see. We get a banged up James Winston and in London. So we'll see if we can get it rolling. But if this is the defense that we trot out when we go to Miami, Miami might put up 50 on us. I mean, like, not because of two of them, because of super speed on the outside.
I was surprised by Miami's win. No,
yeah. Yeah, they and the Eagles are now the only 3-0 teams, and the Dolphins are a cautionary tale of when you look at the schedule back when it comes out in the spring and you look at that and you're like, that won't be too terrible. Well, you know, things change, and now it's going to be real son of a bitch of a game to try to win, assuming everybody's healthy down there.
What is it like in Miami when the Dolphins are good? Like, is it much of an NFL town to begin with?
About Miami is when the teams are good, like the Heat and everyone, that's when everybody wants to show up and be there and be all the supporters. So now that they beat the Buffalo Bills, and Buffalo Bills have a big traveling team of like fans, because I mean, I've seen them everywhere. Now more people from Miami want to come out and really be at the games and really like, yeah. So when Miami's winning, the city actually is doing better, and the fans, the more people are into it.
That's kind of how I thought Los Angeles would be, but they still don't, at least for now, don't come around for football, basketball, certainly, but not football. My temperature is akin to Ron's, where I'm excited they pulled that win out. But if this is about how the defense operates, then this isn't a real playoff contending team. They'll get sliced and diced and they'll be out in one game if they make it to a wild card. However, teams get better, and especially teams with new schemes and whole new coordinators. If you watch any type of Kansas City Chiefs football from 2019, 2020, 21, they'll frustrate the hell out of you on defense through November. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, fellas, now it's time to play. And it's mind-boggling as to how they can just flip a switch. Now, I don't know if these Vikings have that in them, but I think last week I just rattled off all of the dudes that they have on defense, and there's no reason that they should just be shitty. There's absolutely no reason. And if they are, then that means five dudes suddenly got washed up, or the coordinator doesn't know what he's doing. So I'm sticking with my 11-6. I would have revised it if that was allowed down to about 8-9 if they would have lost to the Lions, because you cannot lose at home to a division rival like that. But that's where I am at. All right, let's see. One more topic here, Sally. Give me your biggest surprise from the Lions game, week 3.
I'm surprised that Jared Goff never got sacked once, right?
No, nope, that not.
Was very surprised how there was just no pass rush, it felt like, at all. I just couldn't believe it. I remember looking up at the clock and seeing that they had been on the field for almost 5 more minutes than the Vikings at some point. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe it, that it felt that off, that much of a difference, for one. Offensively, I can't really believe how bad the refs were. I guess they missed so many terrible calls, and I hate blaming referees, but there were some blatant things that they did not call. So it would have been interesting to see how things maybe have looked if that wasn't the circumstances. But other than that, I mean, that's all I could think of right now.
I think the time of possession ended up upside down by 8 minutes and 40 seconds. And usually when you have that type of variance and then you don't get any pressure on defense, you're going to lose games. Yeah. Usually, I guess I'm still jaded from Zimmer football, but usually that is a recipe for disaster. Thankfully, they could overcome it. But yeah, no pressure on Goff, and a pretty egregious time of possession battle usually results in an L. But
well, you also have to say, I wonder though, if Campbell would have taken the 3 points every time when he went for it on fourth down and didn't get it, they wouldn't have been able to lose.
Yeah, well, It's like we allowed them to get into that little hot zone every damn drive where they had to think about going forward or field goal. And that wasn't by design. That doesn't make the Vikings good. It was like, all right, you get inside the 50 and then it's your problem to deal with it.
Yeah. And with Siebert, like he's not a very accurate kicker. Like history, like I think it's something in the 40s and less, he's like, you know, something like 17 of like 28 or something like that. So, but again, like if you're the coach and you are not giving your kicker a vote of confidence throughout the game, then all of a sudden now when it really matters, you're giving it to him. like that's what was odd. So, But hopefully our kicker, his confidence doesn't go down either, because 56 yards, like, you can't blame. I'll never blame a kicker for missing 56 yarders. Now I'd like to see them be a little closer. You know, not everyone has a Justin Tucker out there.
What was your surprise?
Well, the two things, for me, one is Lewis Cine, like, what is going on there? Again, Josh Metellus had the game saving play, although he did drop the one right before it. But why is Lewis Cine not in there? Why is he not getting playing time? It's making that trade down look more and more stupid. If he truly needs development, now I am a Cine fan, but watching our interior defensive line get gashed, I keep thinking Jordan Davis wouldn't be getting pushed around like that. whatever. We'll see. It's still week three. We'll see what happens down the road.
22.
What was that?
Davis of the new regime.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hope that that's not the case. So we'll see. But I would have liked to, with Harrison Smith not playing, I would have liked to see, let's see what the kid has. Let him fly around.
And that's the way it should be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Metellus, there's a reason why he's elevated to and from the practice squad like every other week. But good for him. He made a play when it mattered. And then offensive side, we touched on it, is just the way our offensive line is getting pushed up front. Now they still have their times, especially in the interior, getting pushed back and pass protection. But overall, like, you have confidence now when we drop back to pass that there's going to be a clean pocket, at least mostly clean pocket to deal with. And the Lions have a good front, especially Aiden Hutchinson, Charles Harris. Those are two, you know, very good pass rushers. So kudos to, obviously, O'Neal is one of the best in the league, and Darisaw is blossoming into, you know, again, like, he's becoming one of those upper echelon, you know, franchise left tackles that we've lacked since Bryant. Literally, we had Matt Khalil for 1 year. That was it. Ed Ingram's going to have his growing pains. Like, he's a rookie. That'll happen. But you still see him doing some good things, moving some guys. Him and Cleveland combined have made Bradbury look better. Like, now, again, I don't know how his pass pro, what he's responsible for. But in the run game, when he is able to use the athleticism, like, what, he's number 6th ranked right now by PFF. So, take it, you know, as it is, but, I like to see the fact that we have five guys homegrown that, are gelling together.
That's my biggest surprise from that game, and I guess now sort of in general, is that quietly Bradbury has about a 70 PFF grade, and who in the hell would have thunk it? Nobody thought that he would really rectify himself totally, but for three games, small sample size, it seems to be there. Brian, I want to ask you this on our final question tonight for the Monday edition, post-game, so to speak. Now, I don't think you ever traveled to Europe for a football game, unless I'm mistaken, but when you go from coast to coast, is there really a big, like, sleep variance or something that you have to do to make sure that you don't, you know, bone up your performance on the field? Because the Vikings have to worry about that this week.
Yeah, sometimes that's why some teams, they would take guys out like a day, you know, a couple of days earlier, especially if you're going from all the way East Coast to West Coast. I want to say when I was with Baltimore, we went to San Diego. We didn't go just on Saturday. I think we might have went like on a Friday or something like that, just to give you time to adjust to the time, because it can be an adjustment. I think more of the guys from the West Coast do that when they come East, though, because they lose time. Mm-hmm. So a lot more of them do that. But I mean, they'll have to get acclimated because they leave it 6 hours ahead over there. So they would have to go over there and definitely get acclimated to the time difference, because you're used to your body being up and doing certain things at a certain time, and it's one of the time going to throw you off a little bit, but they should be over there enough to make the adjustment. Should be fine.
Okay. All right. So that's a very real thing. I figured it was, you know, I traveled to Hawaii this summer, but I didn't have a whole lot on the line, if anything, but yeah, it was an acclimation to just getting used to things for a week. All right, group, we'll be back. Yep, sorry.
I was going to say, Brian, you still have that London trip planned, correct?
No, because which one of them, they're not going anymore. Like, the overall trip, I guess they're not doing it.
Okay. Oh, wow.
They just last week. Yes.
Okay.
The latest the latest and greatest rumor is that the Bucks and Chiefs might play at our stadium on Sunday if Hurricane Ian makes its landing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of kooky. All right, we'll be
cool.
Say that again, Sally.
I think it would be cool. I hope that does happen.
Yeah, I think that there's a real possibility. You know, it's completely open, and they want to keep it someplace quasi neutral.
Well, you think it'd be pretty cheap for us to be able to go because it's not out.
Yeah. And if it's a noon game, then, you know, go and watch the Vikings game and then go right in.
Perfect. And we can tailgate.
You make new friends. All right. We'll be back Wednesday night to fully preview the Saints game, which happens at 8 a.m. Central Time in London. So, all right, guys, we'll see you Wednesday night.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy early birthday. Later.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.